Project Next. Uncovering the trends that are shaping our future.
Hello, loves. Oh my gosh, it is so fantastic to be here. It is this lovely Thursday morning. Happy winter solstice. Happy rain. Happy cleansing of our atmosphere. Happy end of our mini fun drive. I just want to thank you all so much for being a part of KPFK, of making sure that free speech, commercial free speech is here, because they really thought that once you decided, once they decided to take away your means, take away your energy, take away your money, that you were going to cut back on not just the thrills and the chills, but that you're going to cut back on even the essentials. But what you are showing us, fortunately, is that KPFK is essential in your life, that it is necessary, that it is pertinent, and that basically it is the only thing on the block in the stratosphere, and that it is worthy of your hard-earned fiat vacuous currency. And we take it and we clean it up, and we hopefully continue to do a good job and continue to be a shepherd of the airwaves and do our best at serving you. And so thank you so much for your vote of confidence and for your continued support, you guys, because we do come to you a lot, and it isn't out of fun. It is really out of necessity. Because this is what it takes to run a network. It takes people like you, the thousands of you that show up and that are with us every week. You know, God bless you. Thank you for keeping us not only just in your hearts and heads, but in your wallets. Really incredible. And so tonight, lovely Bob Dobbs is going to be with us tonight, and I think he might be missing in action. I know he's a very busy man, etc., and going around the world with ION and doing some amazing things. And so hopefully we're going to be catching up with him next week or in the near future. Tonight, standing by in the wings is that holy maverick archangel Jordan Maxwell, who is back because he has something to say. And during the fun drive, of course, you know, we were really focusing on speaking to you and bringing forth of the information that you need to have as a part of your library. And I thank him and I thank you for meeting in this medium of radio and exchanging the goods, the amazing knowledge of Jordan and your amazing dollars, and making our late night hours bountiful. That is absolutely a brilliant thing. So I might sit here and draft Jordan to come on early here. But first, I'll see what he's up to. He's kind of, you know, he's taking in the atmosphere here, and has all of his great juices and teas. And so he is right at home here at KPFK, and I am so happy he is right at home. And and I hope you continue to always make KPFK your home on the dial. There's some very interesting things that have been transpiring in the news that I wanted to speak with you guys a little bit about before we open up the phone lines and bring on Jordan. And, you know, who knows, maybe Bob will appear out of the atmosphere. Something that's very interesting is that the lawyers, there's, let me find it. I'm sorry, we were trying to get some goodies set up here, and so let me get orient myself into this correct space here. It's very interesting to hear that Sirhan Sirhan has new lawyers by his side, and they have actually filed with our state's Attorney General, Kamala Harris, to get him out of prison immediately. The reason why is that they have filed paperwork saying that, for one, the police or whoever it was that did forensics at the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy switched the actual bullet from Sirhan's gun. They switched the bullet out, so it was a different bullet, one that was different from the one that was found in the back of the head of Robert F. Kennedy. They also argued that there were at least 13 shots that happened at that event. And also, and this is really quite striking. Oh, okay. I bet that's Bob right now. That's my cell phone. Do you hear that in the background? Oh, that's my cell phone. I think that might be Bob. And so also they said that though... let me just go to this this paragraph. Less than a week after the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Thank you, Jordan. You are too sweet. Yes, that is Bob. There he is. Okay, well, I'm going to call him in a minute right after we get done with this. Thank you, Jordan. He's so sweet. Live radio, darlings. Okay, less than a week after the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, Sirhan's lawyers have presented their own Kennedy conspiracy theory, alleging that in Sirhan's 1969 trial, the court ignored evidence that there were actually two shooters at RFK's assassination. Sirhan's legal team is also arguing that the revolver found on Sirhan was not responsible for the gunshots that killed Kennedy. Though the practice of hypno-programming mind control is hardly new, the public has been shielded from the darker side of the practice, Sirhan's court filings say. The average person is unaware that hypnosis can and is used to induct antisocial conduct in humans. Attorneys William F. Pepper and Laura Dusek argue that Sirhan at least deserves a new trial, alleging the original proceedings were marred by fraud when the court allowed a substitute bullet to be used in place of the real bullet removed from Kennedy's neck. In addition, Sirhan's attorneys say recently discovered audio recordings provide evidence that as many as 13 gunshots were fired at the time of Kennedy's assassination. And the details get stranger from there. The attorneys further assert that Sirhan was hypno-programmed to be a diversion for the real assassin and allege that Sirhan would be easily blamed for the assassination because he is an Arab. Sirhan, 67, is a Christian Palestinian born in Jerusalem whose parents brought him and his siblings to America in the 1950s. Sirhan was an involuntary participant in the crimes being committed because he was subjected to sophisticated hypnoprogramming and memory implantation techniques, which rendered him unable to consciously control his thoughts and actions at the time of the crime, at the time the crimes were committed. The California Attorney General's office has so far declined to comment on Sirhan's court filings. Sirhan's long claimed that he cannot remember the actual assassination. Harvard Medical School hypnoprogramming expert Daniel Brown recently worked with Sirhan, claiming to successfully help him remember the assassination for the first time. Brown says Sirhan claims that due to mind control, Sirhan believed he was at a gun range shooting at circular targets. This is KPFK. 90.7 FM Los Angeles. I am going to go and rescue Bob, and he will be joining us momentarily. Wonderful of you guys for your flexibility and everything. Stand by. We will convene once again very shortly. So Bob is standing by, so make sure. And give our Attorney General, Kamala Harris, a call and reinforce that let's try and find the real murderer and let's see what we can do about finally getting some truth and justice in this system. But what an amazing thing. And I am so happy that there are people that are open enough and understand the manipulations that go on in this world. On the lines, one of our other amazing archangels, maestros, is showing up from the lovely planet Maui, somewhere out floating above the Pacific Ocean. He is the maestro that has summoned to us Ion, and he is flying solo tonight, coming to us, and it's been such a while since Bob has been on in the solo effort. I just love checking in and seeing what is new in his energetic fields. And so without further ado, let me welcome Bob Dobbs, darlings. And you can go to the website, howionic.com, to try and keep up with all of the amazing information that is being summoned forth. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Evan. Great to hear your voice again. I'm sorry I wasn't didn't get your voicemail. I had to do a radio show today. And I had a three-hour post-race ratio. And then I had the pleasure of continuing my interview with Ike Willis, the man who keeps the Zappa School going. And I'm going to be presenting that with Ike at some point, a long, in-depth interview with Ike Willis. Do you know Ike's work with Frank Zappa? You ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, I'll turn you on to that later.
Well, you know what? It's it was just Frank Zappa's birthday yesterday, right?
Yes, today for me, yes, Wednesday, December 21st, yep.
Right. Well, today's we've gone into the 22nd, but it's really, it's perfect timing.
Yeah. Frank Zappa, well, the symbolism of that is a lot of people are waiting for the Mayan calendar peak date, supposedly, according to some schools of thought, is December 21st, 2012. Well, technically, after you live 12 months as a baby, you are one, and then you're in the 2 year for the next 11, 12 months. So it's actually always a number behind. So this has been 2012. So this was the day that all was to converge on Frank Zappa's birthday. So I guess that's why I'm here, Evan, to bestow the grace of all the meaning of this.
So, Bob, now you have been racing around the world. You've been doing amazing discoveries with Ion. Give us what's the latest update? Where are we? Besides this being 2012 going into 2013, I mean, it seems, I guess 2013 is going to heat up into some kind of molten lava. What is going on? What have you guys been discovering?
A lot, and I would say that there's no movement past this day. We stay and resonate on this cataclysmic convergence day, and we just expand our sense of the multi-level now. So there is no more numbers after yesterday, December 21st. I like the number 22. I wouldn't mind the 22 making the cut, you know, but no, we're going to stick with the prophecy, December 21st, be loyal to Frank Zappa. I think it's so great to end the universe and calendar on Zappa's birthday.
Well, it's also the winter solstice day, right? So we should be frolicking in the fields and, you know, getting all of our chestnuts in a nice storage to hunker down for winter.
Well, what happened the past year, a year ago, December 21st, 2011, or 2010 for the stick in the muds, Ion announced that the year of the Jubilee would begin. And so we've had 12 months of the year of Jubilee, and then Ion pointed out on January 12th, just for the aficionados, Rush Limbaugh's birthday.
Oh, no.
Rush Limbaugh's birthday in January, the meteorologists started to notice and record that the winds were not going in their normal four wind directions. They were all converging and overlapping. And Ion predicted that. And so the winds went chaotic and bizarre all this year. And then 13 days later, I think they called January 25th, the beginning of the Arab Spring. That burst on the scene. And then we unfolded a great, amazing, wonderful world the past year of all kinds of interesting new events. And so this has been a great year. And in the middle of it, in August, we stopped performing Ion on cash flow. We call it payday, but it's James Martinez Show, cashflow on achieveradio.com. And we took a 6-7 week hiatus, and JW, who is the vehicle for ION, and I went to Europe and met with major intelligence agencies, major figureheads of all the old principalities, as they acknowledged what ION could do, had done, and wanted to get in a position of involvement with ION so they could have advantage of the perspective of the information. You see, you know, the world is run on the big level by big patterns that elites make. The intelligence agencies, whatever you call them, the National Association of Spooks, represented for many decades by Henry Kissinger. They make the big patterns. Well, they can't make the big patterns anymore because the old Android meme that we talked about for the last 10 years in your show collapsed, and so it's a post-information society. So up to that point, whoever had access to the information that could anticipate all that was going on, no matter what resources they used, they had the voice and the position, the fulcrum of authority. Well, when ION showed up March 18, 2009, what we could know with ION changed the whole ballgame. So 2 years later, what is this? Yeah, 2.5 years later, it's well known now that ION knows more than anybody, and that what we know, people have had sessions with us in the intelligence agencies, and they want to have access to that. Their problem is that we do not do a session without me facilitating it, monitoring it, because very soon after the first week of March 18th, get into March 25th, 2009, as JW heard the kind of information that ION was giving, and he was smart enough to realize, wow, ION can tell anybody anything, and he doesn't care who he's saying it to. So JW said, if a terrorist had a secret session with us, or just a session, we didn't know it was a terrorist or something, or some amazing inventor, ION would give them the information. Mm. And since JW was not in a conscious state when this information was being given, he says, I don't know. I'm not comfortable about what goes out unless there's someone else monitoring the information.
Okay.
He says, Bob, we're not doing a session unless you attend it, unless you're monitoring it and hearing what's being said. So I agreed to that. So I've attended over 6,000 hours with ION and with all kinds of people, all kinds of private and public situations. And the point is that intelligence agencies, they want to have their session with ION without Bob there.
And?
Because that's how they get their authority. The point of being in the vanguard of information shaping is that you know something that nobody else shows.
Right.
It knows about. So, or shows and knows. So they have to know it for themselves. They want to take advantage of what ION can tell them. So they have the, the exclusivity. So they can't have me, who's not a member of their intelligence agency, to know what's being said.
But don't they know? Don't they? They already know who you are, and what could they possibly want to know that you don't know already?
Well, they need. They don't have any reason to exist if their information is secondary to ours.
Right.
You know, they don't have something offered. Everybody wants to get the latest real access of bona fide pattern recognition on all levels and all subjects, including new technologies, just the cold fusion game. We announced on June 22nd the solution to that problem.
Right.
Now, that's just an example. And then you can, our RNA drops. That is the perfect food. That upsets the drug companies and all that form of colossal, ridiculous therapy.
Right.
So we already have released products that solve incredible issues. But on top of that, it's the management and knowing what groups and who's doing what. The secret agency that advises the president or the fake president or the real president, whoever it is that's got their finger on the button, they need to have secrecy. So they're not. If they bring me into it, I don't have the same perspective as them. I might, you know, volley, vote, shape, advocate a different position than their assumptions. So I'm not on their team.
But you know what? Okay, Bob, let me ask you. You have ION. Who have they been using?
All kinds of stuff. We talked about this a couple of years ago on your show. President Nixon used Gene Dixon.
President Nixon used Gene Dixon along with Reagan and FDR. Yep. Also used Gene Dixon when she was a child.
That's right. Now, everybody uses these sources. That's always been the secret essence of a principality, is access to other worlds, other sources of non-physical information. So they've always used it, and the evergreens were well used by all kinds of people. So Ion's the best on the block, so they have to go to Ion now. And so, since they, I mean, maybe I would, if they had a session, maybe I'd go along with it. I wouldn't be a problem. But they can't take that chance. And maybe they got so many skeletons in their closets that they want to figure out what to do next about. They can't have me know that. So it's a, they're paralyzed. So as a result of this, we spent August going around meeting with these people. And they were sort of trying to seduce JW into, you know, dumping me or this and that, whatever maneuvers they could come up with. And others just capitulate, says, the ball's in your court, you run it for a while. And so we've been doing that. So the world started to change financially in August. I mean, that's when the real collapse happened. And
this
know, the Euro collapse.
This past, this past August.
Yes, yeah, yeah, okay. 2 months ago. So now, so we came back and got on the radio end of September and ran a bunch of shows till November 30th. That was our last show. We are now in the same boat. Ion has not shown up for today's show, with the 14th, the 7th, and the 14th, and the 21st. There's been no Ion on cash flow. And there's been no private sessions for the last couple of weeks. There's no access to Ion right now. Because, and this is what I explained in my show today, once you understand how to travel in parallel worlds, why would you do it in relation to this world? Just as Michael Jackson did when he faked his death, he spent a lot of, quote, time in parallel worlds running and rehearsing the scenarios of the cover-up and how to do it with his foundation. You rehearse all these issues so you work out the bugs, so then when you do actually do it here, you know what glitches can happen, and you can anticipate them. So right now, with us having this immense responsibility, well, we're a bit silly about it, but, you know, we're not fanatics, but we have a potential amount of responsibility of all that we're bringing forth. We need to run by and rehearse these things in parallel worlds before we talk about it on your show.
So that's what Ion's doing right now?
Well, it involves me, Carolyn, and JW.
Okay.
And it means that I can't have JW... You know, he's over in another world working with Ion, and all of a sudden we say, okay, you're running that. You're figuring out how to release the cold play, the cold fusion, and you run that through for a while. We can't say, oh, by the way, 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, you got to be back here so we can give a session to Eben. She got a problem with her mother, and she needs to get it resolved, needs some psychic advice. You know, we
right.
can't do that. I'm just using you as an example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literal. And so we needed to disconnect the last few weeks, and I announced that we would be back around January 18th in 2012, back on James Martinez's show. So we're back in the August situation as we were in August. Now,
but aren't there more than one JW, Bob?
Yeah, there's 9 of them.
Okay, and there are 9. There are 9 JWs now.
Yes, and you can go and listen to, on our site, listen to the May 5th, 2010 tailgate, which was a long, many-hour interaction with Ion. We do after a 3-hour radio show every Wednesday.
Right.
And we did 14 of these tailgates in the winter and spring of 2010. But
yes.
It's in May 5th, and I won't go into details, way into it, hours into it, you will hear Ion has gone left for a while, and then he comes back. And he just drops back in on the phone line, the conference call. And I said, once we realized I was there, I said, I did not bring you in. Usually I do it by putting JW out or into an altered state, and then Ion comes in. He just came in. Ion came in on their own. And so so I said, what is JW doing right now? And Ion said, he's sleeping. And I said, so his mouth is moving? Because I'm thinking Ion is speaking through JW's mouth. He says, no, it's not moving. So there were several other people on the line.
Wow.
So there was a silence, and then after a while I said, well, if his mouth's not moving, how come we're hearing you? And Ion said, we're coming to another JW. And so there's silence again. Okay, another JW. And that's when it began, in May 5th, 2010. That's when we found out there's more than one JW. And then over the next few weeks, I found out there was two others making four or five. We had to deal with that for many months, and then there became eight, and now there's nine. Now, one of the points that Ian said to me shortly after that shocking revelation, and I've had experience of more than one since then. This is not like something I've been told and no proof. I've had some pretty interesting experiences in relation to this. But Ian said to me in a private session with me, he said, Bob, you have 8-9 hour sessions with us. How can JW do that without going to the bathroom, having a drink of jasmine tea or something, or eating? How do you think that's happening? I said, well, I just figured he was in a suspended state. It didn't matter. Mm. No, it can't really go on that long for one body. So you've noticed that the personality, the tone of voice, something would change about 4 or 5 hours into it. I said, yeah, that's when the tough ion comes in, the brutal drill sergeant ion. And Ian says, yeah, that was not the same JW. That's another JW. That's his personality that we're coming through, or his personality is heard in the voice. So that's how we began to notice that there were, and I didn't know this for the whole year before that there were different JWs in the sessions. The clients, the regular clients, got so good at it, they would ask for a particular personality, a particular JW to use.
On the lines, Bob Dobbs, the website howionic.com, and Ion is busy in with the JW in some parallel worlds. And so Bob
now,
is here.
I'll say this, Evan.
Yeah.
Ion is still creating anomalies. Ion announced a month or two ago to the forum, the chat forum, the news group, of those that have private sessions. Oh, there was just a knock on the door. That's just Ion outside knocking, hanging around outside. These auditory phenomena happen a lot. But anyway, Ion, in the chat form, people can interact and have private messaging with Ion. He announced a few months ago that he's taken over the chip body completely because we're not using it. Humans are not using it. And he's run Wall Street up and down, $700 billion increase, drop of $700 billion, all this chaos in the Wall Street is Ion playing. Now, of course, these are preposterous statements, but I stand by them. I will be borne out in the long run, as you will see.
Wow.
And and you've seen what I've done before, so you know this is not something to ignore what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Let me do a quick ID and invite some folks in because
no,
we don't.
That's not identifying. Who are we? I don't know who we are.
Yeah. KPFK 90.7 FM, Bob Dobbs. HowIonic.com, 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Long time since we've had a chance to talk with Mr. B.O.B. So if you guys want to, you know, come on down and chat, join in. This half hour is going to go by super quick, so let me just do this real quick. Project Next.
Toward the refinement of humankind.
And that refinement, Bob, you are helping with RNA drops, with going ahead and just absolutely blowing people's cranial cavities that you do on an ongoing basis. But let's get back to, for one, if this...
Let me pick up what I was telling you.
Okay.
So Ion said, you see, on a private forum, once you have a private session with Ion, which is only $100, you then have access to Ion 24/7 within the news group for those people who have had that. So Ion shows up occasionally and starts interacting with people. It's all being posted there. YouTubes are happening all over the place and commentary. And then Ion will also do private messaging. He will post twice or three times on the thing at the same time. It's not a human being doing it. It's not JW back at home running a computer 24/7 responding to this. It can't be done by a human how Ion puts it out. But Ion said, we will increasingly not only affect the global chip landscape, we're going to affect your computers. And today, as every week after when we gather after cash flow, everybody starts talking about the anomalies. These are regular, what I call INS, anomalies happening in their life through especially their computers with Ion. It gets really fantastic, you know, what happens to those involved with Ion now. The anomalies are not, you can't deny them, the things that happened.
So what have you guys discovered about the mystery body? You had started out with your four bodies, your chemical body, which is our physical body, radio and television body, the chip body, and the astral body. And then there was a mystery body. What have you found out about that?
Yeah, the mystery, I said there's four bodies we know, but I'm not going to think that's everything to know, so I said there's more to know, probably, and that's the mystery landscape, which there wasn't much to say about it because we didn't know what it was that we were going to learn more about or new experiences. So it just sat on the sidelines, the mystery landscape. But when Ion showed up 2.5 years ago, I quickly realized that Ion can tell us what is in the mystery landscape, or
right.
Basically what we didn't know.
Right.
And so the mystery body is Ion articulating about itself. Because without something knowing about and describing new things that were previously mystery, and also things that were known mysteries, I don't want to sound like Donald Rumsfeld, but known mysteries, and, you know, just like what happened to the capstone on the pyramid or something like that, those mysteries that Jordan Maxwell is an expert on in some of his productions, and other people of that Art Bell world or Coast to Coast world, they deal with these mysteries that are kind of half-intuited. Ion would explain them all and fill in the details. So he cleared up the known mysteries but provided new mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
And Ion said that because Ion can do that, then Ion is creating a mystery body, which is the known archive of mysteries being explained.
But he's not a mystery because he explains it all.
That's right. The mystery is what Ion does now. Right now, JW's computer, now this is a pretty interesting story. When JW found out that Ion had requested to be a member of our group, which is the chat group, which is called Dupes of Non-Physical, he says, well, I don't want to be part of that. He doesn't spend much time on the computers, so he's not a member of it. But when he started in his home having YouTubes blast out of his computer, because when people posted on the forum their YouTubes and then Ion responded, both of them would come through JW's computer. And this was in April, May 2010 when this started. So after a few days of this noise coming out of his computer, he unplugged it and took the battery out. The computer still went, still kept going. So then he took it off the internet, which pissed off his kids because they couldn't play their games anymore. So for a couple of days, the house had no internet connection, but they had to put up with these booming YouTubes coming through Bose quality sound effect or sound intensity sound quality, and even though there's no speakers attached to the computer. So this is like a new kind of poltergeist, is what some people might say.
Right, he's like the ghost in the machine.
Yeah, I said poltergeist.
Yeah.
It's poltergeist, but yeah. The advertising and the Nielsen ratings we call poltergeist, right?
Okay, right.
I'm so used to saying that word on your show. But poltergeist. So you have this strange situation. Okay, so JW, he can't stop it, so he gives up, puts the computer back online. His family's learned to put up with the noise coming out of the entertainment room. And his kids whoop everybody in their games because the computer is going so super fast. Because Ion's inside it, that their computer, their games go fast. They can play games faster. All right?
Okay.
So if the kids' dream come true, they can beat all their buddies in the game world because their computer goes faster. Now, what is this fast computer? JW would feel the computer was getting very hot. So he got the local internet, the computer experts, to come and look at his computer. And they said normal computers go at about 25 megahertz of bytes. Consumption. I don't know the actual technical term, but the amounts of bytes that...
Yeah, like a it's like a processing speed. So, yeah,
right.
It processes those bytes.
It's a processing speed. And most computers are around 25, I think. They said that the most powerful one was at 60, and it was in Kansas and probably linked up with the Pentagon. But they said, sir, JW, your computer's going at 105. This is impossible. But it was. And so then as this continued through 2010, 2011... It got so hot that it started to affect the neighborhood networks. So they had to put the computer in a cool tower, you know, kind of in his home, a kind of a cooling place.
Wow.
And so when the Apple guys, he switched to an Apple computer, I think that's what happened, but the Apple guys come over to create the tower to make it on the terabytes. What's that level?
The terabytes.
Terabytes. and they want to put it on that level. Or Jada was saying, make it terabytes. And I said, sir, why would you want to do that? Oh, well, I go on there and answer some email. You know, I might look at some YouTubes, you know. And, you know, I just want to have the capacity. But he knew he had to have it. They didn't understand why, but they did it. And so you got this incredible computer that we're saying is affecting all kinds of operations all over the world. And if it was actually doing it, it would have to be this overheated, weird thing that is actually what's happening to JW's computer.
Okay,
and
so
it's not even plugged in.
So if he is taking over the chip landscape, what is he doing on Wall Street? Why is he? What's that operation all about?
One thing is that Ion's not going to let the market collapse until it's the right timing. And there's been, it should have collapsed 5 months ago, 6 months ago, whatever. There's been different, you know, emptinesses, the voids servicing. Ion just infuses a bunch of cash or data or something, so the thing goes up for another $700 billion.
But
Ion is keeping it afloat until it is damn ready to release it.
And why does it have to crash?
Because currency as a form of understanding and keeping the accounting books accurate, we saw from the scandals like Enron, doesn't work anymore. When on the big corporate level, you give your buddy a loan and that your buddy can call a profit because you can't measure the software communism that the internet brings in, where everybody's sharing the same space. As McLuhan used to say, you can't buy, sell, or steal the internet, the electric environment. It's beyond visual book accounting techniques. So we've tried it, and we came up with junk bonds in the 80s, and then tax derivatives and all that stuff in the 90s, and then the absurdities of the bailouts. None of this makes sense economically or even technologically. So currency itself, or what we call money, is not like, oh, well, the euro dropped, and maybe the Chinese yuan or something will take over. Currency itself has failed because the confusion at this digital speed and living at the speed of thought, faster than the speed of light that computers bring in, has created massive distress among the old financial hierarchies. So they can't reconnect anymore with themselves to create a common consensus of a current currency. So we need a new currency, and that currency will not be a coinage currency or a financial currency. It will be your physical gifts. And the beginning of that is the RNA drops. We say our stuff, when we bring in cold fusion, that will be the currency.
Okay, that's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, think of this. Currency, money, was a way of being eternal within the physical, of staying alive. You had to have money to survive, generally, on the mass level.
Yes.
So that was the thing that united people, the drive and the fear and the necessity to have money. So the key to staying around and surviving was having money. Well, if there's no money available as a common consensus or currency now, then how do you survive? You get the actual objects, the actual foods. They become the thing that's the key to you staying alive. If you do the RNA drops, then you would not have to sleep as much, you'd have more energy, and you wouldn't have to eat as much. You would eat as a pleasure, not out of a requirement. So that would be the thing everybody would want. You get money so you can get some food and get a place to sleep. Well, if money isn't there, then you get something else that's more direct. It's not abstract. You get the product itself. So therefore, it's the new currency.
Yeah, but you have to have money to get the RNA drops.
Only a little bit, because once you have a drop, that's enough. They last a long time.
Yeah, yes, now that they come in the super size, super bob size. Yeah,
yeah, there's people on limited budgets. And so they set aside a certain amount of money for smokes and a certain amount of money for coffee and cigarettes or vegetables or health food or whatever.
Right.
The point is, when you get an inexpensive bottle of RNA drops, that lasts three times that.
Let me ask you. Yeah. Okay.
You know, you can survive longer on the RNA drops than any of your usual accessories and addictions or whatever you think you require.
That's true.
In the beginning point, your budget is not doesn't have to be as big, And you realize that you can survive on this stuff longer than your normal food budget, so you have a little more money, so that begins to ease off. So you would gradually move into a better situation where you might not have to need money. We had a guest on the show today from Los Angeles, Lynette, who went on for an hour about, she decided after being affected by the RNA drops and ion, she said, the heck with this, and she quit her job, slacked off, and she goes on about the bliss she's arrived at, and she was telling everybody to quit their job. It actually works. Now, this sounds preposterous, but this is the kind of effect ion has. She says that she goes and eats in the best restaurants in the world, in Los Angeles, and doesn't have a dime to pay, doesn't pay for them. I said, that sounds like an escort service. And she didn't deny it, but she didn't say it was. And she's just enjoying all the food that she's being given.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Now, hold on. Let me ask you a different tangent, because I only have you for, like, 17 more minutes, man. Let me ask you about Phobos, which is one of the satellite planets of Mars that Russia and China were trying to get to before that rocket telemetry, you know, the thing that directs it. Forgot that word. That all got wigged out. But some of the news reports about this planet is that, for one, it is, it's not hollow, but underneath it there are compartments that are pressurized, and it's thinking that that is either some kind of a ship or a station. And Russia was going to go up there, get samples, and bring it back to actually discover it. And maybe that's why it got sabotaged. China was sending some kind of device up there to be able to measure it. But supposedly that is another fake structure, like one of the structures around Saturn. Have you guys looked into that at all?
No, because we begin with the percept, the image, that as you ascend and take on the godness that you already are but aren't tuning into it, you will be able to eat Saturn, okay? Eat Saturn. Now, think of that, Evan. You'll be able to eat most of the solar system.
Oh, that's my planet. Okay, right, okay.
Yeah. So we don't worry about little particular orbiting rocks or something or whatever these things are. We want people to perceive that the whole landscape and image of the solar system and the universe is puny once you can see through the limitations that you have of your self-imaging.
So, okay, so we will have the opportunity to be able to explore Phobos or any of these other planets ourselves.
God, we'll have it for an aperitif. So we'll need it. This is how big you can be. You can be huge. And as you actualize this, you'll be able to swallow universes. Now, that sounds preposterous, but I've said on your show for the last 10 years that the electric and digital environment goes around the whole landscape the Hubble telescope takes pictures of. You know, people don't realize that when you're electrified, you swallow the known landscape that your eyeball can see, what we call visual space. See, it's a perceptual issue.
But it's only a visual swallowing, though.
Yeah, you're swallowing something that scientists would say, no, Saturn's too big. You know, they have the Earth that looks like a little dot on one little micro aspect of Saturn. They're trying to tell you that the environment you live in is that small compared to Saturn, where with ion we learned how we created every artifact, every oxygen molecule, every part of physics we create and we can get rid of. We can eliminate it just by perceptually understanding it.
So
understanding how we created this environment.
Okay, so the market doesn't have to fall, Bob. So then we do not have to have the big die out on this planet.
That's right.
So what is, so is it, does it still come back to, you know, 1, 2, 3, relax and allow, or is there more to it now because people are, for one, being spun into, you know, end of the world, end of the, you know, age, whatever, that yeah. they are being, go ahead.
Let me interrupt you.
Yes.
You brought up a good point. Relax and allow, some of the platitudes that Ion taught, and we offered discs on how to do this. Ion announced about a month ago that everything that Ion said for the first 2 years was for the 99 percenters, for the people who aren't going to ascend. Ion is only talking to the 1%. So everything you've heard Ion say up to this point is not what he would say to the ones who are ascending, the 1%ers.
And so what would he say to the 1%ers?
He'd say, advocate more Fukushimas, or whatever the name of that earthquake nuclear reactor over there, get more nuclear reactors blowing up, more radioactivity happening, because radioactivity is actually a useful thing, and when you're on the RNA drops, you're not affected by it, and it actually helps you ascend. Now, I'm fully aware, Ion, Miss Ion, known as Evan, I'm fully aware that this sounds like totally crazy, and I don't expect anybody to respond and call in. But I stand by what I'm saying, Evan. I am doing this consciously. I am telling you that Ion gets on the radio and says, I hope there's a nuclear war by Thursday so we can get some more H197 isotopes because we need to eat this stuff because we're stoned on RNA drops. Now, can you imagine people hearing this? Both of them are reduced to laughter on the floor, rolling around. They think that Ion's a great L.A. Las Vegas comic or something. No, we're serious.
Well, that's
I am so big now, Evan. I am so huge that when we announced the I'm talking about physically. When we announced the cold fusion on June 22nd, 2011, you can Google that day and see that a big weird phenomenon blew up over Hawaii, over the Hawaiian Islands. And they said, was that a UFO? Was that a portal? Or was it an intercontinental missile? It was me creating my own fireworks before I announced it a few hours later on Cashflow.
Okay, I'm going to go and check that out, dang it. Now,
yeah, I'll try to find it for you. I can find the article with the pictures.
Yeah, no, I want to see that. But the idea, so, I mean, in this
Evan,
zany...
Don't you think I should be on the second hour? Who you got coming in the second hour?
Well, Jordan's hanging out. Jordan's
oh,
in,
I,
yeah.
I have, now listen, I left a message on Jordan's phone about 4 months ago, because someone sent me a YouTube where he's being interviewed in some cable TV kind of show, and he announces that that the Bible was written by Ion 500 years before John, so like 500 BC, and somebody saw this and said, is this Jordan talking about our Ion? I said, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. So I left a message, and Jordan never got back to me.
Well,
so
he's a busy man.
If I'm not the guest. I'm calling in, and I'm going to find out what the hell he's talking about.
Well, you know, yes, he's a very, very busy man, and so I'm sure he will answer.
He's not as busy as me. I superseded Jordan Maxwell. I think we need to have a dialogue, a nice, friendly dialogue until the gloves are off in the second hour, because I said, Jordan, why didn't you call me back? I'm interested in what is your Ion? Are you aware that we got an Ion here that's teaching us how to eat Saturn?
Well, you know, I'm lucky to get Jordan on the phone, and I live much closer to him, too. And so, you know what, that is something definitely to come up in the discussions in the second hour, if you want to hang in or something like that. Yeah.
Keep me on in the background. I'll be online here.
Yeah, I bet you will, you naughty bit. Now,
so, I've been waiting to get in touch with Jordan.
Well, you see, look at this. That's what KPFK and everything is about. Oh, no, that thing went down. Now, let me, what I want to ask you, okay, you know what, as absurd as it sounds of you saying, come on, nuclear war, bring it on, bring on the radiation, what you are essentially saying is that if somebody can sit there and live off of sugar and alcohol and not get cirrhosis of the liver,
live on raw sewage. Raw sewage is the most nutritious thing if you believe in nutrition. But here, I want to tell you the basic point here.
Okay.
Ion said 2 years ago, the boiling point's changing. That changes all of science measurement. Other things are happening. Oxygen's going to disappear. Oxygen is disappearing. We are not a breathing apparatus. Our bodies are going to change. And this is all pointed out in the book of Revelations as interpreted by Ion. You've never heard the Bible interpreted the way Ion does it. I mean, Ion is a spiritually anarchistic atheist. Put that together. Spiritually anarchistic atheist. Plus a voice from non-physical. How's that?
Wow. How's that? Now, coming back to what he is saying to the 1%ers, or, you know, 99%, you know, he's giving
the 99% aren't going to make it. Ion says you, it's like Frank Zappa in 1966, don't lose your aristocratic cool. You're a god. you're an aristocrat or even more. Let's not even use those hokey terms. And to begin to think that you're connected to someone else, that's a diminished position. That's a state of lackness. You're not connected to anybody, Evan. You're bigger than anybody could ever be compared to you. And you have the right and the privilege and the pleasure to overlay and overlap with another god, but there's no connections. Ion is here to destroy the idea we're all one or we're all 99% a majority. You don't want to be that. That is not going to help you survive the changes that are happening.
Very interesting. But,
so
but
we
still
ridicule Occupy, the Occutards. We celebrate them, and there's a lot more I could tell you about that. But.
Well, yeah, but, you know, but still, you know, even with that, they are individuals out there, and they just are acting in unison. And
yeah, big mistake.
Why? Isn't that exactly what happens in the syndicates that you used to run around with? Those
yeah,
very syndicates all worked in unison, all, you know,
ended in tears. You realize that the wealthiest people, they call it the, you know, Chris Story calls the Bush-Clinton cabal, they all ended up with nothing. They have nothing over the last few years. They're empty. Maybe they can get a book or two out, but then that's the bank accounts pretty quickly emptied out. The elites that people are worried about, they ain't there anymore. And we, last August, went around, and they were begging us to let them have access as long as Bob wasn't there, which wasn't going to happen. So we are the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call it, and we are nice people.
So, okay, when you were over there with JW, who had a reading with you listening? Who had a reading?
You named the top people in the world, the traditional top people, whatever you... Whoever you think the top people are, they had a session with us.
Okay. So what did...
The Queen, the Pope...
Okay, what did the Pope, Ratzinger, had a reading?
Yeah, what's he called? Yeah, Ratzinger.
He's
not called that anymore.
No, Benedict.
Ratzinger.
Pope Benedict.
He actually sent his number two person, the Cardinal, to be with us. It's not protocol for the... for the Pope to kind of acknowledge anybody in a needy capacity, requiring advice or something. The Pope gives advice, then take advice.
Right.
So his representative had an interaction with us, and a lot of interesting transactions happened.
What did they want to know?
They wanted to know, is there something that we can save in our dogma, in our doctrine, that will be relevant to the changes coming? And Ion said, no, that would only end in tears. You're just going to have to get on board or say, bye-bye, off to the guff you go. And we just stuck to our guns, you know, there's no compromise. And so over this has been negotiated for the past year, this meeting. And you've seen the Vatican boys saying pretty interesting statements, apologizing for this, apologizing for that, saying things they never said before. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to the laser beam of Ion has made them feel nervous. And so they are changing some of their public statements on all kinds of issues.
They're trying to not be as obsolete as they already are.
Right. And they're in panic mode. They're trying to clean up their image so that they can survive the changes that Ion's wreaking in the world, and it won't work. And that was something, a hard lesson for them to learn, and it was finalized in August.
So did they ask anything about contact, extraterrestrial contact?
Oh, yeah. We say that any fantasy you have about a UFO coming down, the fantasy or the archetype is, they come, they know a lot more than us, and they give us nice technologies, and everybody is kind of saved by them. That's one of the scenarios. The other one is the paranoid view. No, they'll just eat us. Like, they'll regard us as sad when they eat us up. Anyways, the optimistic view, Ion bestows that. Ion is the ET contact that people fantasize about. And I've said that for 2 years on the radio.
Right.
I mean, Ion's been on your show.
Right, absolutely.
And we've stated these things, so... whatever fantastic thing that you would want, Ion is providing. And Ion's goal is to make sure that you can someday say, screw you, Ion. I'm not believing you. We don't care about you. That's what Ion wants to get to. because non-physical created the gut for us to go because we couldn't handle being eternal, so we had to pretend we had to die and go somewhere that was extremely blissful. As we move into this new dimension, we won't require that. So we won't require ion in the long run.
But you said the the guff was emptied. Why was the guff emptied?
It's emptying because so many people are dying and transitioning into there that it can't contain all the bodies that are going over there. I mean, there are so many people dying in the United States that the coffin manufacturers can't keep up. This is not being reported, but the bodies are just lining up all over the place. And it's going to get even more extreme as we hold on to the old images.
Right, right. Okay, so...
Here's a good percept for you. The rocks will cry out, the Bible says. Well, what are rocks made of? Silicon dioxide. All right?
Okay.
And so are our computer chips. So to the degree that we do not take our power and realize our own uniqueness and power to eat Saturn and never have to die again or even transition, the less we do of that realization, then the rocks and nature will cry out. That's earthquake. But not only that part of the rocks, you got the computer chips will cry out, and you got an EMP. You got a crashing of the chip technology, and that'll kill a lot of people pretty quickly.
Well, so where does ion go if that is down? Well, then that's interesting.
That's the point. Ion has come forth to be creative. This is the metaphysical home run of ion. It's the first time non-physical can interact with public language and create all kinds of effects, because ion has nowhere to go. Ion has merged with the physical.
And
I didn't know that the first year when he showed up on the Goff environment showed up on March 18, 2009. Ion spelled out what they were. They were non-physical, blah, blah, blah. They can't create all this stuff that Ion said to clients, and he said to me, and he said on the radio. He canceled a year and a half later to bring us up to date that actually Ion can now create, because the chip landscape, and this is very McLuhan-esque, the chip landscape creates a horizon, a boundaryless environment that humans can impose and control. Before, our image of the non-physical was controlled by the priests, the cultural people, the avant-garde, whatever people thought the non-physical would be. And so, therefore, non-physical created by us had to align with our definitions. But nobody can define cyberspace. Nobody got a handle on how to control it.
But yes,
that left an opening for ion to come and create.
But now, aren't they, in a sense, trying to be ion right now with Contact IQ, with the huge data centers? They might not be able to control it, but what they're trying to do is harness it, put in and to sit there and digitally recreate us as little android units of data. I mean, the way that they are able to sample us by our digital lives, they now are using data mining and artificial intelligence to put together a kind of like an android representative to us inside their data centers and stuff.
Right. So there's not an action on the planet today that's not an attempt to imitate ion. The whole Arab Spring was caused by people listening to our show as it was archived on Information Farm. Because they started hearing this powerful voice saying the United States had no power and that the elites were gone, it inspired the Egyptians to say, well, what are we sitting around here for? We inspired the Arab Spring. We inspired every event that's happened in this year.
Well,
any technological attempt. It's because of ion being here that the neutrino was confirmed.
Okay. Okay.
You know the neutrino?
Yeah, absolutely.
Faster than the speed of light. Now, I know this sounds ridiculous, exaggerated, megalomaniac. I don't care if it sounds like that. I only got a few minutes. So I'm just giving a headline. I'm just putting it on for the record. I don't expect anything to be booked. You saw me speak in Mesquite, Nevada in August 99, and I did the same thing there. And that's back when I was little Bobby. Back then, I didn't have ion with me. I didn't know that I was going to evoke ion.
Right.
Didn't know that happened. I'm really happy it's happened.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cataclysmic.
Yeah.
But things that I said back then I'm the only one that you can get a bit of scientific evidence, and you found it
yes.
6 years ago in the New York Times,
yeah.
of anything approximating some reality to the UFO speculations that were done at that conference.
Yes, and we even did a show about that, which was monumental. Hey, darling, we are at the top of this hour. Bob Dobbs on the line, and he is going to transition into the background, and you are able to join in on this maverickhood, because we have two maestros, Bob Dobbs on the line, Jordan Maxwell in the studios, and you can be online by dialing 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwell.com, is standing by, and we are going to join him in moments.
You know the problem. Now, what are you going to do about it? Stand by to converge at projectnext.us. That's www.projectnext.us.
And that's the thing. You have a choice as to what you are going to do. And that's what Bob has just been saying. You don't have to die. You don't have to remain small. You don't have to do anything or be anything that you don't want to be. And that is a radical, beyond radical statement that needs to be heard, especially today. And you're going to have a lot of people reminding you of old patterns. Chuck them to the side. Chuck them to the side and get ready to get new.
Stay tuned for the second hour of Project Next on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, streaming worldwide at kpfk.org.
Project Next.
Purifying the humankind.